well, just how good was that performance?
Yeah, pleasing performance, and yeah, it was a very good performance. Probably as good as last week as well, Andy, if I'm honest. But we had the goals to go with it today, you know, in the clean sheet. Obviously a bit unfortunate last week, but at home we've been a real force. You know, we're promotion form at home, if I'm honest. I think that's 17 points now from 8 games at home in the league. So the home form has been very pleasing, and if we keep continuing to do that, we'll be absolutely fine.
You obviously came absolutely flying out the blocks.
Yeah, that was the game plan. Last week was the same, away at Shrewsbury. Early goal today was an early goal. You know, delighted for Craig because he's worked so hard tirelessly at times, and not always had the goals to go with his performances. So I'm delighted for Craig Westcar that he's managed to hit the back of the net today, and hopefully that'll give him a bit of confidence moving forward.
And first half, you just could have had 2 or 3 more.
Yeah, I was probably a bit disappointed it was only 2, and that's me being greedy, I know, as a manager. Obviously, if you'd have said to me before the game, 2-0 at half-time, I'd have snatched your hand off. But now we're totally dominant from first whistle to last. We've not had any problems whatsoever today, and yeah, totally dominant performance. I think determined is another word to use as well, Andy. I think the whole performance from all of the team and the squad was fantastic today.
Danny Hollins as well will be delighted to have broken his duck, I'm sure.
Yeah, nice for him to get off the mark. Macca spoke in the week about more goals from midfield, and you know, the forwards most clubs obviously score the majority of the goals, but it was nice for Dutchie to get off the mark today, and yeah, let's hope he has a streak like he had last year. I'll settle for that.
I have to say, on the downside, a terrible challenge at the end on Danny for the red card. What was your view?
No complaints at all. You know, I think it's born out of frustration from them, you know, and yeah, he had to go, and I'm just grateful that Danny's okay.
And how do you keep this home form going?
We keep playing the same way, Andy. You know, we've got another home game on Sunday now, against Aldershot in the FA Cup. We're pleased to be at home. Obviously, we're a major threat at home. And yeah, we look forward to that one now, and it'll be the same mentality, the same attitude, same preparation. And yeah, we look forward to the game.
A goal for each of them. Where do you feel the Miles Storey, Craig Westcar striking partnership is at the moment?
Yeah, it's doing very well, especially at home. You know, they've tore teams apart at home with their pace in behind and in their link play and their work ethic. You know, they don't today. They've got the goals to go with their performance, but they do put an absolute massive stint in for the team. And it was important today that, you know, we stopped them playing long. They're quite a direct team. Carlisle, as you saw, with a lad back up front, 6'5", and they go back to front quite quickly. So it was important that our front four today got up to their defenders and stopped them playing forward. That's the side of the game that really pleased me, as well as the goals. Obviously, the goals are fantastic. I think all 3 goals are great goals.
You've obviously tried a few partnerships up front. Do you think this might be the one going forward?
You know, I've got good quality in the squad, Andy. You know, Ryan Taylor, Bradley Tarbutt, Pat Adjaman. You know, they're all very good strikers in their own right. Them two at the moment, they've got the shirts, and they keep playing like that, they'll keep them. But there'll come a time when other people maybe need to go in. But at the moment, we don't need to change too much. It's going okay. We're really pleased. But the other lads know that they've got to be ready if and when called upon.
And obviously, Bradley Tarbuck been close getting on. But how difficult was it to leave Patrick Adjaman and Andy Bartram, two very experienced players, completely out of the squad?
Of course it is, yeah. I've got an array of talent in the squad, Andy. You know, I've got what I've got, and I only do what I think is best for the football club. There's never anything personal with anybody. I get on very well with Andy and very well with Pat. They're two great lads. But today I felt that if needed from the bench, we needed something different than we've had in the past. So that was the decision. So that's what it was based on.
And Ben Chorley, who's at fitness today?
Yeah, Ben was ill. He very honest of him, it would have been easy for him to come in and pitched in and tried to play. But no, Ben's been a model pro today, which you would expect from somebody of his experience. He's our skipper. He wasn't right. He was playing, if I'm honest. The team, he was in the starting 11, but he couldn't play because he was ill. He had sickness and diarrhoea last night. So I got a phone call very early this morning to say that he wasn't available for selection from our physio and doctors. So Alex Winter stepped in and did a fantastic job, and that's what your squad's for. So I'm pleased for Alex as well. He's had a solid game today. And yeah, we hopefully get Ben better soon next week, and we go again with him.